Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the 8th chapter of Hilchos Mezirot. In this Perek, the Rambam will describe the process of shaving and of bringing the korbanos of a Nazir who has successfully completed his term of being a Nazir. Halacha Aleph. Tiglachas Atara Ketahi. What is the process of shaving after having completed the term of being a Nazir successfully in a status of purity? What does that look like? Gishayigmar HaNazir Yimei Naziruso. Maybe Shalosh Behemos Keves Ola Bekams Lachatas V'ayal Lishlamet. When he completes his term successfully, the Nazir brings three animals as korbanos. One, a male lamb for a burnt offering. The second, a female lamb for a sin offering. And the third, a little bit older sheep, a male ram for the purposes of a peace offering. Have you shlushed on below perish? If he had brought these three animals, but didn't specify which one should be which, haru'i l'chatas tikrav chatas, haru'i l'shlamim shlamim, haru'i l'ola ola. So then, each one that's fitting for each of these should go for that one. For example, if he had one male lamb, it should go for the sake of the burnt offering, and so on and so forth. Umevi im el hashlam shisha esronos ushnei shlisha isaron zoles. Along with the ram for the peace offering, he also brings 6 2/3 of a measurement called an isaron, of flour, something like 40 plus egg-sized measures of flour. With this flour, he then bakes 20 loaves of bread, 10 of which, though they are not allowed to be chametz, they're still supposed to be matzah, are more akin to bread, and 10 of which are more akin to crackers, also not allowed to be chametz. And then he applies oil to all 20 of these loaves using a revius of oil. This measurement is something which has been passed down to us from Moshe from Har Sinai. Umevi Esrim b'kli echad, and he brings these 20 loaves in one vessel. Halacha beis. V'shochet achatas tchila, v'achachach ha'ola, v'achachach shlamim, v'achachach megaleach. The order of his slaughtering of these karbanos, of these animals, is that first he does the sin offering, then he does the burnt offering, and afterwards he does the peace offering. And then only afterwards does he cut his hair. V'megileach achach shachach achatas, o ha'ola, yatza. If he had cut his hair, however, after he had already slaughtered the sin offering or the burnt offering, so then he's successfully shaved. Then he either cooks or boils the meat from the peace offering and takes from some of its sauce and applies it to the hair. And then afterwards he takes that hair and throws it into the fire beneath the pot where that peace offering is cooking. If he put it under the pot of the sin offering, though, he still has fulfilled his obligation. Where is he supposed to cut his hair? In the area called Ezra's Nashim of the Beis HaMikdash, the woman's courtyard, in a specific chamber called the chamber, the Lishkas HaNazir, of the Nazirs, that was in its southeast corner. And that was also where they would cook their peace offerings, and they would throw their hair into the fire. The Im Gileach B'Medina Yatza. If, however, ultimately, he had shaved outside of the Beis HaMikdash, he nonetheless has fulfilled his obligation. Ubein Shegileach B'Medina, Ubein Shegileach B'Mikdash, Tachas HaDud, Humashlech Sarah. Regardless of where he had shaved, whether it was outside the Beis HaMikdash or inside the Beis HaMikdash, he still is supposed to throw his hair under the pot where he's cooking the shlamim. He's also not allowed to shave until the doorway, the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash, to its courtyard, has been opened. As the pasuk says, that he must do so at the entrance of the Mishkan, the Torah, but referring to the Beis HaMikdash as well. Not, though, that he's supposed to shave in front of the entrance of it. It means that the gate has to be open, but not that he's supposed to do it there, because that would be considered disparaging, degrading to the Beis HaMikdash. Halacha Dalet. V'arkach notal ha-kohen es ha-zeroa b'sheila min ha-ayel, v'chala matza achas min ha-sal, v'arkach echad, v'nosan al-kapi ha-nazir, o al-nazira, u'manifan, v'arkach hutra ha-nazir l'shtos yayin o'tami l'mesim. Afterwards, a kohen takes the roasted forearm of the ram, along with one of the matzahs that was more bread-like, and one of the thinner matzahs from the basket, and he puts them on the palm of either the male or female Nazir, and then waved them. And then afterwards, the Nazir is allowed to now drink wine and to become impure by contact with a corpse. Nazir b'morat einot tzarech l'havir tar. If a Nazir is bald, so then doesn't have to pass a razor over his head. V'al pi she'ein lo se'er, o she'ein lo kapayim, hari zeh makir korbanosav b'yishtavi tameh. And unless, even though he doesn't have any hair, or if we're dealing with a situation where he doesn't have a palm, so in that case, he still is able to bring the korbanos, and then afterwards, he will be able to drink wine and become impure with contact through a corpse. V'im hevi korbanosav, v'lo gileach rosho, ein ha'teglachas ma'keves, el shos u'metame la'er. If he had brought his korbanos and hadn't shaved his head, so ultimately the haircut will not be something which will prevent his status of being a nazir removed. He's allowed to drink wine, and he's allowed to become impure that evening. Shet misha yizarek alav echa min adamim hutter afal pi shalunas nala kapav lo hinif shakol dvarim elu lemitvah lulakiv. Because as long as the blood has been sprinkled upon the mizbeach on his behalf, so then even if it hadn't been placed on his hand, and he hadn't waved, it's okay. Because all these things aren't ideal, they're the best way to do the mitzvah, but they're not something which will stop him from having fulfilled it. Even though, as was just stated, the haircut is not something which will prevent him from losing the status of a nazir to enable him to go and drink wine and become impure by contact with a corpse, nonetheless, it still is something which he's supposed to do. And therefore, if he hadn't done it, he should still do it even after a number of days have passed. V'nazir shegileach b'lo tar, o shegileach v'shir shtei saros, lo asa klum, lo kiyam mitzvas giluach. If the nazir had shaved without using a razor, or he had shaved but still had left two hairs, he's supposed to shave everything, he left two hairs, so then it's as if he didn't do anything at all, he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of cutting his hair. Bein nazir tar, bein nazir tameh. Now note, this applies whether he was a nazir who was shaving because he had completed his term, or whether he was a nazir who had become impure and thus had to start again. Lachazayin. Gileach v'niach shtei saros, v'timeach rosho kulo, v'chazar v'gyocho im osin shtei saros, o shigileach achas v'nashar achas, ha'izakiyim mitzvah skiluach. If the nazir had shaved, but had left behind two hairs, and then his hair grew back entirely, and then he shaved again, this time removing those two hairs, or he shaved off one, another one had fallen off, in that case, he has fulfilled the mitzvah of shaving his hair. Nashra achas, v'gileach achas, ein kan mitzvah skiluach. If, however, one of them had fallen off, and then he shaved the other one, so in that case, then there's just no mitzvah of shaving any longer. It wasn't relevant to him any longer, and you can't say he quite fulfilled it, but he's also not obligated to do anything more. Halacha ches, gileach al shlamim, benimtza pasul, teglachto psula uzvachav lo alulo. If he had shaved while he was having the peace offering brought, and then it turned out to be invalid, so then his shaving is also invalid, and the korbanos do not work on his behalf. Gileach al chatas, benimtza shlon eshchata l'shem chatas. Similarly, if he had been shaving while his sin offering was being brought on his behalf, and it turned out that they hadn't slaughtered it for the purpose of being a korban chatas, rather they had it in mind for a different type of korban, and then afterwards he brought the other korbanos properly, the burnt offering, the peace offering, nonetheless, his shaving was not valid, and his korbanos will not count on his behalf. If he had shaved the hair while his burnt offering and his peace offering were being brought, but they were slaughtered in mind for something else, so then also his shaving is going to be unacceptable, it's not going to count for him, and his korbanos also will not work on his behalf. Gileach al shlashtan, v'nimsa echon mehem kashar, teglachto kshira, v'yavishar hazvachem v'yikrevu kelchasan. If he had shaved his head while all three of them were being brought, and one of them was good, so then, ultimately, the shaving will be valid as well, and then afterwards, he should go and bring the other korbanos, which had not been valid, and bring them in a proper fashion. Halacha yud aleph. Kol makom shamar teglachto psula, heyu kemisha nizgaleach besoch yimei nizruso, shuv sosar shloshim yom, kemo shuviarnu. Very intensely, whenever the Rambam had said that the shaving is going to be invalid, then it's as if he had shaved in the middle of the days of being a Nazir, at which point then he's ruined his Nazir vow, and he has to go and do another 30 days. And thus, in these circumstances, he should count as being a Nazir for another 30 days, and then only afterwards go and bring his karbanos. Halacha Yud Beis. Shalmei Nazir sheshachtan shelo kemitzvasan ksheirim ve'ein olam lebailim l'shem chova. Now chol yom echad ve'ein t'unim lechem l'matanos lozra. These peace offerings of a Nazir that had been brought but not in the proper fashion are still going to be a valid karbon, in the sense that they are able to be eaten, as we will see, but they don't work towards his fulfillment of his obligation, and they are eaten for one day, and they don't require the bread that would go along with them, nor the special gifts that go to the Kohen, nor that special foreleg which is given to the Kohen as well. Halacha Yud Gimel. Shalosh behemos elu va'alechem haba imahem hakol min achulin kishar nidrei hektish k'moshes bar b'mkoma. These three animals, as well as everything else which is coming along with them, must be from something which was sanctified for this purpose. It had originally been mundane and were sanctified for this purpose, as is true with regards to all other types of nidrei hektish, as I will explain in the proper place. Halacha Yud Dalet. Omer harini nazir al menas shegaleach m'os maser sheni hariz a nazir ve'inu may be kumanosa ben a maser el men achulin. If somebody had declared that he wants to be a nazir on condition that when he gets to the stage where he will be bringing these karbanos, he wants to bring those karbanos from money that he had from his Meiser Sheni. In that case, he is going to still be a Nazir, but he can't bring the karbanos from Meiser Sheni. Rather, he has to bring it from regular monies. Halacha Tezvav. Ha'ish another b'Nazir, yesh l'havi karbanos aviv l'atzmo m'galeach alehem. Ha'in ha'ish m'glachas ala karbanos aviha, d'ver zeh l'homo v'yag balahu. If a man had taken a Nedr to become a Nazir, so then he's able to bring karbanos set aside by his father for that same purpose. But a woman is not able to do so for her father. It is something which we have passed down through our Masorah. Ketzad, from now illustrate, Mishaya Aviv Nazir, Hefresh Mos Lignos Pan Karbanosa, Umes, Mehinia Hamos Stumen, Vamar, Achare Mos Aviv, Hareni Nazir, Almanash Avi Karbanosa, Mimos Shehefresh Behen Avi the Karbanosa, Hareza Mevi Mehen Karbanosa. If somebody's father had been a Nazir, and had set aside money with which to buy the karbanos he would need to bring, and then he had died, and the money was left without having ever been designated for any specific purpose. Then, after the father had died, this son of his had said that I will be a Nazir on condition that I'm able to bring my karbanos, of completing my term of being a Nazir, from the money which my father had set aside for his karbanos. In that case, he's indeed allowed to bring his karbanos from those monies. In a similar fashion, if both he and his father had been Nazirs, and his father had separated the money without specifying what specifically they would be used for, and then the father had died, the son is able to say, once his father had died, that I am going to shave and bring my karbanos from these monies from my father, and indeed he's allowed to. If, however, he did not say this at any stage, then these monies simply go for the purpose of bringing a burnt offering from them. If the father had died and left behind numerous sons, in that case, they divide the money in a regular fashion, because that money hadn't been specified, and ultimately, it's inheritance for all of them. And each one of them is able to, from his portion, use it, if he was a Nazir, to fulfill his obligation of bringing his karbanos. And the firstborn son will receive the double portion that he always receives from this as well, and he can use these monies also if he was a Nazir for the purpose of bringing his karbanos. Halacha Tezayin. Bein Chaya Av Nazir Olam, Ben Nazir Zman Katsav. Bein Chaya Av Nazir Zman Katsav, Ben Nazir Olam. This is true whether the father was a Nazir forever and the son was just for a set amount of time, or if the father was a Nazir just for the set amount of time and the son was a Nazir forever. Regardless, he is able to go and use his father's monies that had been set aside in the fashion that was just described in order to bring his karbanos. Halacha Yud Zayin. Hefresh av mos lahavi behen karbanos tuma umeis ena ben mevi behen karbanos tara. If, however, the father was a Nazir and set aside money with which to bring the karbanos that he would have to bring if he had become impure, and then the father had died, so the son is not able to use these monies to bring a korban of having completed his term successfully. And the verse is true as well. The father had set them aside. These monies were intended to be used to buy korbanos when he completed his term of being a nazir successfully. So the son is not able to use these monies to bring the korbanos of a nazir who had become impure. Ultimately, this is a questionable scenario, and therefore, he's not allowed to do so. And if he brings the korbanos from them, they do not count for having fulfilled his obligation. Halacha Yud Ches. Omer harei alai legaleach nazir. Chayav lahavi korbanos teglachas tara, makriven al yad is a nazir shirza. A person declares, when he's not a nazir, it's upon me to do the shaving of a nazir. So what that means is, he's obligated to now bring the korbanos which are required by a nazir when he properly, successfully completes his status of being a nazir. And he's able to have them be brought by any nazir who he chooses. Omer harei alai chati korbanos nazir. Oh, im omer harei alai legaleach chati nazir. If a person had declared in a similar fashion, it's upon him to bring half of the korbanos of a nazir, or if he had said it's upon him to shave as half of that which a nazir would do, in that case, he brings half of the korbanos which a nazir who completed his term would generally do, and he can have that be brought by any nazir who he chooses. And then that nazir will just fulfill the other korbanos from his own. Aval im amar harei alai korbanos chati nazir, harei zeh maybe korbanos nazir shalim, she'ein lanu chati nazirus. If, however, the fellow had declared that it's upon him to bring the korbanos of half a nazir, in that case, he brings all the korbanos, because there's no such thing as being half a nazir. Halacha Yud Tes. Homer harei nazir, v'alai legaleach nazir, v'shama chavero, v'amar v'ani, harei chavero nazir, v'eino chai legaleach nazir acher. If a person had declared that he is making himself into a nazir, and he's also accepting upon himself the obligation to bring the korbanos of shaving of a nazir, at which point he would have two of these statuses, and then somebody else says, me too, so that other person is going to be defined as a nazir, but he's not obligated to go ahead and bring these extra set of korbanos for that process of shaving, because he had only meant to say that he wants to be a nazir as well. If, however, he had said, me too, I'm accepting upon myself the responsibility to bring those korbanos of the shaving of Nazir, so he's obligated in those as well. If they're smart in this situation, then each one of them should just bring one set and have it count as the other's extra one. That way they won't have to spend more money than is necessary. And if they don't, though, then each one of them is obligated to go ahead and provide the monies for the korbanos of a different nazir. Halacha Chaf. Final halacha in the parak. Ha'omar harei alai legaleach chati nazir, v'shama chavero, v'amar v'ani, v'alai legaleach chati nazir, zeh mevi chati korbanos of shelzeh, zeh mevi chati korbanos of shelzeh, v'chol echad mehen mashal korbanos of im hayu pechad. The person said that I'm a nazir, and I'm also obligated to bring half of that which is necessary for a nazir. And another person says, me too, and I'm also obligated to bring half of that which is required for a nazir. So they're both going to be a nazir. And if they're wise, what they'll do is each one of them will again cover for half of the other one's korbanos, and then they'll each have to complete their own with the other half. Im lav, and if they don't do that, zeh mevi chati korbanos me'ez a nazir shiirtzah, zeh mevi chati korbanos me'ez a nazir shiirtzah. If they don't, then they each have to bring their own individual one for being a nazir. And then in addition to that, they have to bring half the korbanos of some other nazir that they choose. Have a wonderful day.